This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tillman Fertitta and Daryl Morey and Tad Brown held an interesting media session yesterday. We're going to hear from Texans owner Cal McNair at 10:40. He had some interesting things to say about his new role as well as Deshaun Watson moving forward. We also have a huge disagreement at 11 o'clock. John Lopez wants something that I think would ruin America's game. We'll get into that. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock. We're going to cuss and discuss, as Clint Sterner would say. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Tillman Fertitta, after the news broke that Mike D'Antoni had cut off negotiations for an extension with the Houston Rockets, Tillman Fertitta held a impromptu State of the Rockets address. Is that fair to call it?
Well, I think they were putting out fires. I mean, there have been a lot of fires popping up around the Rockets here in the last few days. And I think it was kind of trying to put those fires out. I don't know if they did or if they poured more gasoline on them.
But this is what Tillman Fertitta had to say. And the option, he actually gives specifics about what the extension would have been for Mike D'Antoni, who has 1 year remaining on his deal on a contract extension that, you know, Tillman Fertitta addressed as well. He addressed the Sports Radio 610 report. This is, and we'll get into that, I promise you. This is Tillman Fertitta talking about his philosophy that isn't very unique in the world of sports that Mike D'Antoni turned down.
We're not going to ever probably go do crazy long-term contracts for coaches. I would prefer him to always work with at least a 2-year contract. His agent decided that that's not the way they want it to work, okay? But a 2-year rolling after a 3- or 4-year contract is somewhat normal in sports.
All right, here's the thing, guys. That's not normal at all. In fact, just a little bit of research, you know, Google being your friend. Terry Stotts, $5 million, 4 years. Billy Donovan, $6 million, 3 years. Dwayne Casey, $7 million, 5 years. Rick Carlisle, $7 million, 5 years. Scotty Brooks, $7 million, 4 years. Doc Rivers, $10 million, 4 years. Those are the top paid coaches in the NBA right now. Not one of them outside of Rick Carlisle. Not one of them have done what Mike D'Antoni does. Scott Brooks, you could argue.
Rivers has.
Rivers, you could argue. But what I'm saying is, put aside their accomplishments, just if you're talking about it's commonplace, it's rare. I can't even remember an NBA coach, can you, that has signed a 2-year contract outside of an extension. I'm not about like just signing a 2-year contract. He said it's the norm.
Well, this is the other thing, and we'll get into this a little bit later. This is where there's some holes and Tillman Fertitta's approach with the media. I promise we'll get into that. But Daryl Morey, he got to talk. Can you believe it? Daryl Morey actually got to talk.
Yeah.
Tillman allowed him to talk for at least a little bit. This is Daryl Morey talking about the state of the Rockets. And I'll say this. I think they have a very good roster. I wouldn't make too many significant changes. I would actually run it back and allow Morey to use his mid-level exception. But this is Daryl Morey talking about the contract, and he finally gets a word in.
I'm optimistic. Some of our main competitors are trying to keep their key people. We're going to keep all our key people next year and be aggressive if we can find better. But we have a great, again.
We're not changing the change. Yeah. If we can improve ourselves, we're going to improve ourselves. But we love our starting five, okay?
That's good to know. And Daryl Morey also made this clear because I accused Tillman Fertitta of being cheap and flat out lying, honestly, just flat out lying about not wanting to pay the luxury tax. And I think he takes exception with that, but he straight up called this is just the chain of events that shows that Tillman Fertitta is not being 100% truthful on this. This is a quote from Tillman Fertitta to our own Adam Spillane when talking about the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, I'll give you his quote after it actually happened and after all the moves they made that got them below that luxury tax. But this is him with Adam Spillane. This is just some of the stuff that he had to say. Tillman Fertitta said he isn't opposed to adding payroll at the deadline, talking about last trade deadline, as long as in one of the next 3 years, we're not over the luxury tax. So at least one of the next 3 years, Daryl Morey had to be below the luxury tax. That becomes difficult next season because Chris Paul's contract increases as well as Harden's and Capella's.
Correct.
So if you're under the notion, and Tillman Fertitta's on record that saying he wanted to avoid the luxury tax, he said that a different time, but he said that they had to be under it at least one of the next 3 years. That's why Daryl Morey was making this move. Here's another quote from Tillman Fertitta that I found a little bit interesting about being an NBA owner. You can go from making money to losing money very quickly. Everybody has to remember, I did pay $2.2 billion for this team. I didn't pay $80 million for it, okay? I'm not worth $20 billion, but I have no problem paying the luxury tax if I truly think that it truly gives me a chance to win a championship next year, okay? But believe it or not, we're not in the luxury tax today, and we truly have a chance to win the championship this year. That was before the Chris Paul extension, which I'm assuming Tillman Fertitta doesn't love. He goes on to say, I can put a good team together and be paying $150 million or $200 million in luxury tax, and a couple guys get injured, and I get my ass whipped. So it sounds like Tillman Fertitta is weighing the risk-reward, which is a good business philosophy. Mm-hmm. But if you're already making it clear that you want to avoid the luxury tax at least one of the next 3 years, that's not necessarily how successful NBA owners run. And success is obviously, I'm defining it as wins and losses and putting your team in the best position to win a championship. Tillman Fertitta is obviously looking at the bottom line because you don't become a billionaire without that. Now, this is the flattering part about it, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Because after they got below the luxury tax, in which they traded first-round picks to dump salaries, they paid in cash, they did all that stuff, they get below the luxury tax. This is what Tillman Fertitta said, and this is where you kind of got to question the owner's words. This is a direct quote from Tillman Fertitta. Quote, last year getting under the luxury tax was a fluke. We were going to be in the tax. It was an accident. I'm still trying to figure out how we got under. I was positive we're going to be in it by $11 million. But if I'm in the luxury tax, I expect us to, quote, win.
Well, so here's the thing. You know, he said he didn't want to necessarily be under the luxury tax, and then they ended up not being under the luxury tax. Now, they benefit from not being under the luxury tax, and they benefited greatly down the road to be able to add pieces next year and the year after. I don't know if it was necessarily a fluke. It might have worked out great for them in terms of being able to add pieces down the road, but I don't – when you put it all together, unless he just flat out misspoke, you know, which is clearly a possibility, I don't see where that was a fluke that they ended up, especially as a contending team, which they had just – keep in mind, they're coming off a conference championship run. So it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. And we're going to continue to hear the State of the Rockets presser yesterday with Tillman Fertitta. This is him talking about the specifics of the contract offer he offered Mike D'Antoni. And I think this is unique because I've never seen an owner just come out and give specifics. And I want to tell you, there's a huge, huge hole in Tillman Fertitta's argument here when talking about the contract that he offered Mike D'Antoni.
Agents' jobs are to play hardball and I made Mike a great extension offer. It was one of the better base salaries in basketball, but also had the highest incentives in basketball. Mike could make $4 million in incentives. It was $4 million worth of incentives. And if you go from the second round to winning the championship, you can get there real easy, okay? And I've always, you know, business is business, and I'm a very incentive-based guy. And we look forward to Mike being here for many years.
All right. And now on that. Now, I just talked earlier about how coaches in Mike D'Antoni's category, clearly some of these contracts have incentives. So I don't know the details of all these contracts. But Mike D'Antoni did not need, if the total value of the contract was $5 million or $6 million and there were $4 million incentives, he's earned more than that, right? I mean, Mike D'Antoni having done what he's done, and people are saying different things like how much they actually offered in guaranteed money. It has all the markings based on, okay, let's put it all together. Based on the fact that they gave him a 1-year incentive-based contract offer.
He said $4 million in incentives.
With $4 million in incentives. That's not exactly telling Mike D'Antoni with, you know, money talks and bleep walks. That's not exactly telling Mike D'Antoni where it counts the most monetarily you want him back.
And also, if you're going to give specifics, Mr. Fertitta, I'm just asking you this, and I know he won't put this out there because he doesn't want this out there, I can promise you. And I don't know anything specific. I haven't talked to anyone. I just have enough common sense to say this.
Yeah.
Mike D'Antoni's not going to turn down a two-year guaranteed coaching contract just because. I mean, he's not going to do that. The guy's made a lot of money coaching. He's not going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's just and obviously his motivation right now is winning a championship. If you're going to throw out the specifics of the incentives, which, by the way, to say it's easy to win a championship, I think is a little bit ridiculous, too, to get your incentives, because there's only been two championships here in the entire history, and it's difficult to win a championship. Daryl Morey is one of the best GMs in the NBA, and he hasn't won a championship. But if you're going to throw these specifics out there and you're going to talk about $4 million in incentives, this is all I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know this. Were both years guaranteed?
Right. No.
Was the final year of that contract guaranteed, or was there a buyout? Mm-hmm. That's my question, and I think it's a fair question to ask. Was there a buyout if, say, something went wrong this season, and let's say that maybe the Rockets didn't, maybe James Harden gets hurt, and all of a sudden stuff just hits the fan, and the Rockets don't succeed as much as you'd hope they would. Was there a buyout?
Well,
just tell me that. Tell me, was there a buyout in that contract that Mike D'Antoni turned down? Why would he turn this down? And was the annual money market value for someone that accomplished? Tell me about the buyout and tell me about the annual money. Just tell me that. That's all I want to know.
And again, from Mike D'Antoni's perspective, you just fired all my coaches, all my assistant coaches. Now you're offering me an incentive-based contract. What exactly are you telling me? That it's now or never, and we don't necessarily think we can that we can't win without you. But he's earned more than that. Terry Stotts makes $5 million a year for 4 years, you know?
And he's got some incentives too.
I know he does, but what I'm saying is it's just common sense. If you're firing my coaches, you're telling me something, right? You're telling me that I'm probably in trouble next, right?
Right.
If you're firing all my coaches and I'm probably in trouble next, and then you give me a largely incentive-based offer as in a contract extension on the last year of my contract, that tells me I'm in trouble now.
I'm concerned.
So I want a guarantee.
And I'm also concerned about the quality of coaches that the Rockets are going to have moving forward. I tell you what, man, life after James Harden is going to be tough for this organization, especially with the way they function, especially with Fertitta openly talking about how hard it is to make money and then getting below luxury tax and saying he wants to be out of luxury tax one of the next 3 years. If you're telling me right now, owners kill for the opportunity that Tillman Fertitta has right now. Mm-hmm. They kill. And he hopped right into it. He inherited this.
Yeah.
He earned his fortune. I'll give him props because a lot of billionaires, they inherit their fortune. We're about to hear from one, Cal McNair, no disrespect. But a lot of them, you know, they just inherit their fortune.
Right.
Tillman Fertitta earned his fortune. He built Landry's from the ground up into a billion-dollar industry. I got to give him props for that. But when it comes to being an NBA owner, he inherited something that most NBA owners die for. And when you have this window with James Harden and you have this championship window, to sit there and publicly say you don't want to pay the luxury tax one of the next 3 seasons and then say it was a fluke that you got out of it, you're not appreciating what you have, because there's a lot of NBA owners that kill for this opportunity and they would go all in on this. They wouldn't even be looking at the bottom line. They would look at this more as a hobby, especially given the fact that Tillman's from Houston. So he inherited a situation that most owners would die for.
Yeah.
And he's treating it like freaking Bubba Gump Shrimp Company restaurants.
Right.
What are you doing, man?
He came in, bought the Rockets. They went to the conference finals and had the MVP. It doesn't get any better than that. So you got to make that last push, and he didn't make that last push.
He didn't.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, and we'll get more into this as the show continues. Some strange stuff going on, but the bottom line is, as long as you have James Harden, you're going to be competing every year. So God bless James Harden. And by the way, Daryl Morey, you're very good at what you do as well. I just feel for you guys because this doesn't seem like the ideal situation that elite basketball talents should be put in, but that's the situation you're in, and when you have billions of dollars, you can buy a basketball team and do whatever the hell you want. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of billionaires, Cal McNair met with the media yesterday. He talked about his new role as the shot caller for the Houston Texans, and he also talked about his thoughts on Deshaun Watson. We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.